This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The winter season is approaching, and in Ann Arbor, it will also mark a second consecutive year of a city-sponsored deer cull. An overpopulation of deer in the city has resulted in property damage and increasing interactions between humans and the animals. Last winter, amid community controversy, the authorized elimination of up to 100 deer. In the end, 63 deer were killed. City Council this year has authorized the cull of 100 more and also plans to sterilize up to 60 female deer in neighborhoods where sharpshooting will not be allowed. My guest this morning is one of two members of City Council who voted against using sharpshooters for another deer cull this year. Welcome back to WEMU, Mayor Christopher Taylor.
It's a great pleasure to be here.
Is your opposition to another deer cull ethical or financial?
It's really a combination of things. The way that I think it through is by balancing together four factors. There's first, it's what kind of problem do we have? What is the magnitude of the problem? The second is the proposed solution going to be effective to address and, if you will, solve that problem, however the magnitude is? The third is the financial cost of the proposed solution. How easy is that to bear? And finally, what is the social and cultural cost of the proposed solution? Balancing those, in my view, four important factors together, I concluded that the deer problem in Ann Arbor, although it exists, is not of a tremendously high magnitude. That the efficacy of the proposed solution was not particularly impressive. That there is a material but not financial cost associated with it, but then also too that there is a certainly material and important social and cultural cost with moving forward with the deer cull.
Well, let's
balancing those together, I voted no.
Well, let's start here. The Humane Society of Huron Valley doesn't even agree that there really is a deer overpopulation problem. It insists there is no need for lethal measures to control the deer population. It's an argument that didn't work for the organization last winter and it's not worked this time around. Now, do you find yourself more in alignment with the Humane Society assessment of the situation?
Well, we actually had a visitor from a person who works with the National Humane Society, which is different from the local Humane Society.
Right.
And she had some thoughts on whether or not we had a deer problem that sort of resonated with me. And that is just, she advised that if people in a community think they have a deer problem, then they have a deer problem. It's not a question of a scientific analysis. There's not a, in my view, a per deer per square mile in Ann Arbor.
So, in your estimation, it's an issue of perception.
That's correct. If people believe it to be a problem, then for those people it's a problem. If people don't believe it to be a problem, then for them it's not. And that gets to some part of this social cost that I weigh in as I voted no.
Well, speaking of which, I'm sure you're familiar with the group Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance. That is a group that favors the deer cull because it does cite higher deer counts, a problem with overpopulation, an increase in car versus deer accidents, and environmental and ecological damage in city parks and on private property. Add in the fact that we're starting to see an increase in Lyme disease. So that group is all for the deer cull. How do you respond to that group's assessment of the city's deer situation and position? They're citing facts, and you're saying it's a matter of perception.
I guess I would push back on that a little bit. I'm not disputing facts which are established. I'm not disputing the numbers of deer car incidents that we've had in the city. I'm not disputing that in Western Washtenaw County, not in Ann Arbor, that there was a Lyme disease identified. I'm not disputing that our aerial count has identified last year a certain number of deer, nor that we killed a certain number of deer last year. These are facts that, of course, I acknowledge. The question is whether those facts give rise to a problem, and whether or not that problem is what is the magnitude of that problem, and whether or not this proposed solution is going to address the problem.
Well, what has been added in this year that wasn't available as part of last year's deer management plan was the non-lethal forms of reducing deer populations. And in this case, it is surgically removing a deer's ability to reproduce. They can do that with up to 60 animals as part of this plan. Are you comfortable with that idea of tranquilizing and sterilizing deer?
You know, I think that if there are neighborhoods in the city where we are not legally allowed to shoot, then and those neighborhoods report a deer population that doesn't meet their aspirations, they report too much deer, then I think it's, I understand why I understand the drive to move forward to seek to address it. I don't have a moral or ethical problem with the process. It's similar to the Humane Society's, a spay and neutering program for feral animals.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Chris Taylor. We're discussing the planned deer cull in the city this winter that, once again, is proving to be controversial in the community. Let's move into the financial side of things for just a moment. The city's budgeted over $150,000 to contract with a nonprofit firm that will provide sharpshooters, more than $30,000 to hire an ecologist to monitor the deer populations. Then there's the sterilization program to consider. If I'm not mistaken, on all, it's about $250,000 for the management plan. That's a figure that the majority of council is comfortable with. Why aren't you?
Well, there's a great deal of benefit that we can obtain throughout the city for $250,000. And it's important that we balance all of the expenses that we have based upon the needs and the community desires. In my view, the problem of the deer cull is of not a tremendous magnitude. The proposed solution, the efficacy of the proposed solution is, I think, not particularly impressive. It's going to be something that we're going to have to do year over year over year. And then the like I said, the cultural cost is high. And so when I balance all those things together, the $250,000 figure starts looming larger.
I've not personally seen financial statements that document the monetary amount of damage deer are causing in Ann Arbor's parks or on private property. Does the cost of the deer cull match the amount of damage it will save, or at least is that the notion?
I'm afraid I don't know. That's not been that has not been raised as an argument in favor of it.
Well, let's talk more about the cost in terms of social terms.
Sure.
One of the real issues that people are concerned about is bringing guns into neighborhoods and into city parks. Now, last year it went off without a hitch. There weren't any incidents that might have created more controversy. But is that one of your concerns as well?
Yes, it is. And I think that we're going to last year we conducted a safe deer cull. I believe this next year we too will conduct a safe deer cull. There is something about bringing guns into city parks and killing deer in city parks that shakes some people's notions of their home. It alters their perception of the community and does so in a very deep and meaningful way. And it's important, I think, as we go forward that we acknowledge that and we recognize that as a very real social cost, a very real cultural cost for members of our community. Not everyone, of course. And there's no dishonor in being perfectly fine with a deer cull, but there's a population, a portion of the community that cares very deeply about this, and it shakes their sense of home. And I think that needs to be taken into account.
As our time together starts to wind down, I want to ask this. The cull has been approved. It's going to happen this winter, so some may be asking why there's even a need for the conversation that you and I are having today. What do you see as the future of this conversation, given the strong majority of council members that support the culls as part of the deer management program in Ann Arbor?
I think we continue this conversation is a useful one because in the nature of a deer cull is it's repetition. The deer cull is not an effective 1 or 2, 3 year solution for a community's notion of a deer problem. A cull is something that needs to be done year over year if it is to reduce the deer population in a given community. And so it's a conversation that we're going to continue to have.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for your time here on WEMU.
It's a great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.